Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are campaigning right into the final hours before the marathon United States presidential race comes to an end. Both candidates are crisscrossing the country, targeting the most marginal battleground states. As the finish line approaches, both nominees are determined to campaign until the very end.
The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
It's Republican candidate Donald Trump's final advertisement, promising to overhaul the country and its leadership should he become president of the United States. In a competition that looks likely to be very close indeed, Mr. Trump and rival Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton are focusing on swaying undecided voters. They are both traveling across the country to visit key states that have the potential to change the course of the election. Speaking at a rally in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Hillary Clinton emphasizes the stark differences between herself and the businessman.
For those who are still making up your minds or thinking maybe it's not worth voting at all, let me just say the choice in this election could not be clearer. It really is between division or unity, between strong and steady leadership or a loose cannon, between an economy that works for everyone, not just those at the top, and an economy that is set up and run for those at the top.
It's an election that's been characterized by hostile rhetoric and personal mudslinging. Public polling show many believe this race to the White House has been the most unpleasant in years, while surveys by the Pew Research Center reveal the number of people who believe insulting political opponents is sometimes fair game has risen by more than 10%. Campaigning on behalf of Ms. Clinton in Michigan, departing U.S. President Barack Obama has questioned Mr. Trump's trustworthiness.
Donald Trump is temperamentally unfit to be commander-in-chief. Think about this. Over the weekend, his campaign took away his Twitter account. Now, if your closest advisors don't trust you to tweet, then how can we trust him with the nuclear codes?
Meanwhile, in Ohio, former governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin, accuses the former secretary of state of encouraging a divide along gender lines.
She playing the girl card, you know, vote for me because I'm a gal, I guess, you know. No, because she too often wants women in this country, one, to have another division, which she's really good at, dividing this country based on a whole lot of things, but on gender, wanting women, especially young women, to feel that they are victims and to feel that they're not capable. It's like a fake feminist position, really. It's fake.
Most voting takes place overnight tonight, Tuesday, Australian time. Polls closed on the West Coast at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, Australian time, which will be the first opportunity for election analysts to predict the outcome.